This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In Major League Baseball, Boston beat Baltimore 8-1, and the Mets blasted Philadelphia 14-4. The Yankees were off and will continue their series with Tampa Bay today. Meanwhile, Forbes ranks the Yankees as baseball's most valuable team for the 20th straight year and lists the Tampa Bay Rays with the lowest valuation. Forbes estimates the Yankees are worth $3.7 billion, up 9% from last year. The Dodgers are next at $2.75 billion, a 10% increase. Boston was third at $2.7 billion. The road to the Stanley Cup starts today. To kick off Game 1, Boston will face Ottawa at 7 p.m., and the Rangers will take on Montreal, also at 7 p.m. Later, Columbus takes on Pittsburgh, St. Louis faces Minnesota, and San Jose goes head-to-head with Edmonton. Detroit Red Wings head coach Jeff Blashill will serve in the same capacity for the U.S. men's hockey team in the World Championships next month. Blashill became available when Detroit missed the playoffs for the first time since 1990. German police said Wednesday they are investigating in all directions after three explosions went off near Borussia Dortmund's team bus ahead of a Champions League quarterfinal match, injuring one of the soccer team's players. The first leg match against Monaco was called off shortly before kickoff Tuesday evening following the blast near the team hotel in suburban Dortmund. USA Luge has a new sponsor, and it's an expert in sliders. White Castle announced a two-year partnership Tuesday with USA Luge. The agreement makes the hamburger chain an official partner and title sponsor of the organization's off-season recruitment program, now dubbed the White Castle USA Luge Slider Search. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.